Now hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that Herod had beheaded John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And this is the gospel of the Lord. So shall we take a moment to pray as we stand? Dear Lord, as we think on your word this morning, we pray that your Holy Spirit may be here among us, to open our hearts to your word and your word to our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please do sit down, everyone. There is a saying that rings in my ears whenever I hear the story of the feeding of the 5,000. And it is one that is familiar to all of us, I think, of course. And that is, you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. I don't know about you, but it feels like the feeding of the 5,000 is in diametric opposition to that saying. And I wonder how it is that we are so opposed between how the world thinks and how Jesus shows us God is. These two things feel so different. So today I'd like us to think about why that is and what it means, what it looks like. You get what you pay for. That can sometimes be true, can't it? There are some things that you know you need to pay for quality, and it comes out in the product that you receive. There was an occasion when my husband and I, we were on holiday in California, long before Thomas arrived on the scene, I should say, two recently married people on holiday in California, beautiful. And we thought we were going to really splash out. We were going to really treat ourselves. So we were in wine country. We were up there in Calistoga in the wine country in California. And we went to a restaurant, a nice restaurant, and we said to the sommelier, we said, "We'll take what you recommend." Which is a terrifying thing to do. Absolutely terrifying. But the thing is, a sommelier, especially in that region of the world, really knows what wine is going to complement the food that you've ordered. And the wine that we received was not cheap. It was not. I will never do that again. But it is possibly the most delicious meal I have ever eaten in my life. That wine was amazing. But equally, we know that there are some things in this world that expensive doesn't make quality. There are some things that can be extremely cheap, but can be much more useful and long-lasting than something that you might pay great amounts of money for. High tailoring springs to mind. Sometimes things like furniture. You see brand new furniture being sold in the shops, and it can be very expensive. But if you go down to, I'm going to put in I'm going to give props to the old department store in Cirencester. Secondhand furniture. Beautiful, old, secondhand, not antique particularly, but strong and old and long-lasting, and that will last you far longer than something that you can buy down in the shops tomorrow for 4 times the price. Sometimes what is expensive is worse. The money that you pay doesn't always show. But the thing is, it's hardwired in us that we think that if we pay more, it's going to be better. Have you ever seen somebody trying to advertise to give something away online, on Facebook or on Nextdoor or those various sites? I have so many people that I know who have just been trying to declutter. They've just been trying to get things out of their house, find things, good things. And they posted them up for free and there are no takers. It's free. Nobody wants it. But they posted up for 30 quid. Guess what gets snapped up like hotcakes? When you pay for it, you think, oh, that must be worth something. And it becomes its own kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. But the thing is, why do we think like that? I think it's the other side of that coin, isn't it? That deep cynicism that we have in ourselves that says, if something was truly valuable, you would never give it away. If something was really valuable, you would not give it away for free because people wouldn't deserve it. That if somebody offers you something for free, you wouldn't deserve something nice, so it must be something rubbish. That sense of not deserving is absolutely the other side of this coin. I saw recently online, I'm not a big TikToker, but it was on TikTok. But it was one of these moments where somebody is going around just asking questions to people, a vox pop, going around asking questions about various political subjects. And in this case, it was in America, and it was about healthcare. And they had previously, this interviewer and the interviewee, this fellow, they'd been talking about other things, a very civilized conversation. It wasn't a gotcha conversation by any means, straightforward conversation. And the interviewer says, what about healthcare? And the man says, oh, I could care less about healthcare. I haven't had healthcare in 20 years. I could care less about it. And the interviewer says, you haven't had healthcare for 20 years. And the man says, no, I just don't go to the doctors. And the interviewer says, well, would you like to go to the doctor? Like if you had it for free? And the man said, nope, I wouldn't want it for free. And the interviewer says, you wouldn't want free healthcare? He said, no, if I got it, I'd want to pay for it. And the interviewer said, but why? Why would you want to pay for it? And he said, because I don't want nothing for free. In what kind of world do people get stuff for free? That's just ignorant. Nobody deserves anything for free. And I thought, how sad, first of all. How sad that this is a way of thinking that somebody can really hold in their heart. That nobody deserves anything for free. Nobody deserves anything. And I think that that's something that we can have in our hearts. This sense that we carry around with ourselves that we don't deserve things. That we're not worthy of things. Nobody gets anything for free. And then, suddenly, into this way of understanding the world, this kind of, there's no such thing as a free lunch, nobody deserves a free lunch, and if you got a free lunch, it would be rubbish. Here comes Jesus saying, here's a free lunch, here's a free dinner, here is all the food that you could ever possibly eat, and it is absolutely here for you for free. Gathered on that hillside, these people who have walked over the hill country, Jesus has been on a boat, they followed him. They've walked around the shore, they are tired, they are hungry, they are thirsty. Jesus has cared for them, even in his grief. He's just lost his friend. He's lost John the Baptist, has been beheaded. And we know that Jesus was going to a deserted place. Why? Because he's in grief. He wants to have time, he wants to mourn. And yet the people go and he has compassion on them. He sees them, he sees their needs, he cures their sick. And then at the end of the day, when the disciples say, well, they should go off and get something to eat, Jesus says, I've got a better idea. Let's feed them. Let's give them what we have. And of course, the disciples complain, we don't have enough for them. And Jesus immediately shows them that what there is will provide, because the will and the power of God is so much greater. This is the unpalatable truth that we hear from God, that he wants for us and gives to us, offers for us to take if we will, something that is both of infinite value and free to receive. We're not worthy of it. We don't deserve it. That's a given. But God offers it to us anyway. The love that he shows us in Jesus Christ, the life that he offers to us, peace and purpose and the will of God, eternal life, This is something that he offers to us, not because we deserve it, not because we've worked for it, not because we're paying for it in some way, shape, or form. He is offering it to us for free. And sometimes we can get in our own way when we hear that message, just as we can trip over ourselves when we look at the rest of the world, because that feeling just resonates in us, doesn't it? If it was free, is it really good? What's the catch? What does he actually want from me? When somebody offers you something for free, you think, oh yeah, and what are you going to ask for next? What am I going to owe you? What's going to be the quid pro quo of this? How's this going to work? No, none of that. We need to stop getting in our own way and hear the word of the Lord. Isaiah gives it to us plain and simple. Come, all of you who are thirsty, come and receive milk and bread without price. Come eat and drink of good food, food that will satisfy you and nourish you, and there is no cost for it. Why are you spending your time and your effort and your funds on things that aren't worth anything at all? What is freely given to you is what you really need. That is what we need to hear. And as I said, it can be hard to hear it. The world gets in the way. We trip over ourselves. We need to get out of our own way and hear that word. God is offering it to us, giving it to us. And so our challenge is twofold. Firstly, we need to receive that. We need to put aside that part of ourselves that says, I don't deserve it, and hear the word that says, maybe you don't, but you're getting it anyway, if you will just take hold of it. We need to overcome that reticence in ourselves. And secondly, we need to hear the challenge, which is that we need to follow Jesus' example in this. If God's will and his purpose is abundance, is supplying people, is giving them all that they need for free, well, then this is something that we need to hear in our lives as well. How are we going to offer this free gift of love and acceptance and recognition to the people around us? How are we going to stand up against the forces of the world that says, you don't give anything away for free, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, maybe we need to start giving away free lunches. Maybe we need to be the people who stand against that and say, there is something greater and bigger and stronger than the forces in this world, and it is about love and supplying and nourishing the people who need it. A challenge and an encouragement to us. Are we able to hear it today? To be the people who feed the 5,000 and follow Jesus' example. May he give us that grace and that strength today. Amen.